We live, y'all.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are fake news.
Man, said like a true champion, the true presidente that he is. And yes, they are fake. Very, very, very fake. So now, it is August the 4th, I think. And we're back here in Kevin's Corner. So far, they haven't kicked me off the internet yet. And so I guess I'll keep plowing along until they get. Now, while we were waiting for the show to start, somebody brought up the wrestler in America and the female wrestler, and she won. And the awesome thing about it is she gave honor to God. She was proud of her country. And I really hope that the angry cancel culture and mob don't jump on and on, you know, to Twitter and stuff and go after her and shame her. You know how they make folks come out and apologize for no reason. Drew Brees, I lost complete respect for that man. You know, he's talking about, hey, man, I'm not going to do that. Then a couple of days later, I'm sorry, I never meant to. That stuff right there shows me your spineless. And it shows me that maybe your ear isn't to the street. You don't understand the vast majority of folks who actually love America. And I think they respond to their assumption that the majority is going, what? You said you love the flag. You love America. This place raped and robbed and stolen and colonialized. They think sometimes that that's the masses, and they, with haste, will jump out there and be like, I'm sorry, and I'm going, you ain't got nothing to apologize about. You know what type of decision I would have to make to where the angry mob forces me to come out and apologize? It's almost one of those things where just because y'all trying to muscle me, I ain't going to apologize. Even if it might be like, look, man, this little kid kept bothering me. I said, dude, go on now. Go on. He wouldn't listen. So I smacked that lollipop out of his hand and stepped on it and pushed him by his face down into the mud. And if the angry mob came out and said, you know what? I'd be like, you know, just because of that, I'm not apologizing. The kid brought it on himself. What up? You want some of this too? See, so the pressure from the angry mob, it drives me nuts. And I hope some of the folks that do have a platform and they actually love the country, I hope they don't bend to that type of pressure, because, you know, they'll do it. They would do it. So anyway, before we get started, I already see somebody is in the queue to talk to me. We're going to get this pumping. We're going to talk to this person real quick. Then we got some stuff. We got some stuff we need to talk about tonight in Kevin's Corner. All right. Let's see who we got. All right. Let's see. All right. Listener, you are live in Kevin's Corner. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, what's up, Kev? It's Ryan again. Sorry to bother you.
Hey, what's happening, Ryan?
Nah, man, I just real quick, I don't want to take up too much time. I'm going to just give you a quick talk. I got, all these people that claim that America's racist, everybody's, all white people racist, and they hate this country. They act like they hate this country. I just want to tell you about this girl at work. She's from Somalia. Okay. Her name is Maria. She came here, 5 years ago. She speaks really good English, you know, and she loves this country. I mean, she told me a story about a few days ago about how she got here. She had her. There's a dictator that controls her country, controls her village, and her parents, her mom had to pay their entire life savings to put her into a lottery, just a lottery, to get her out of the country. So she didn't have a guarantee that she was going to get out and come to America. She says she wishes that she could be an American citizen so she could vote. Because she said there is no way that these people, she said, if they hate this country so much, why don't they go live in her country? She said, and this is coming from her. This wasn't coming from me. It wasn't coming from anybody else. I just said I had to let her speak because I couldn't even. I was almost about to start crying because to me it was like, if people from other countries can see this, how can the American public not see it? And lastly, this other girl at work, she's a really good person. I love her to death, but. As you know, I don't care. As I think for me as a white person, it gets to me, and I don't like to bring out race a lot, but it gets to me when if you're a black person and you can actually hear, you know, Joe Biden said something so racist as, if you don't know whether you want to vote for me or Trump, you ain't black, and all these other things he said in the past. But that was a more recent one, and she knew about it. And she said, "Yeah, well, he got hell for it. We forgave. How can you forgive that? I'm a white person, and I can't forgive that. That made me more mad than some black people. How is that?
Yep.
What is that?
Right.
And that's one reason why I'll end on this and let you get back to your show. I will never vote Democrat ever again as long as I live. There's some Rhino Republicans out there. But the few Republicans I know of that love this country and care about American people, Trump,
right.
Jim Jordan, Kennedy, and I can name a few others. But I'm gonna let you get back to your show. I love you, man.
Matt,
I gotta go.
Right,
I'll talk to you later, Kev.
Thanks for dropping us, because you know what, you done segued me into something real quick. So I thank you, man. I appreciate it. Love you, brother, and I hope all is well down there. Keep fighting a good fight, okay? Thanks for
God bless
you. God bless you too. My man Ryan, y'all. Now, see, he brought up two things that immediately stood out. First of all, he's right. People from other countries coming over here know how to appreciate our country. I once knew a young lady. She was a nurse from Sierra Leone. Her family was chased out of the country during the Civil War. Her father was into politics, and apparently they ambushed his limousine, killed him, and then was on their way to his mansion to kill the mother and her and all of them, and someone got hold to them, smuggled them out of the country to America. And she became a nurse over here. And she was telling me about the carnage from the Civil War. She said they would walk to school and like normal, you know, bodies just piled up on the side of the road, you know, from the Civil War. They would come into the villages and chop people's arms off, have kids kill their parents, and then make them serve the warlords. And she was telling me a story about a guy in the hospital who they were trying to save his life, and he kept wanting to commit suicide. And finally she went in and she said, you know what, why don't you just kill yourself? Because if you cannot appreciate life, why should I try to keep you alive? You should go ahead and kill yourself. If you can't even kill yourself, what good are you? Now, granted, that is her perception of this, coming from a country where life is cherished. Now, over here, she said all the folks ran in like that. She said, you can't say that. Come here. Let me talk to you. You can't tell people to do that. She goes, why not? The guy, he wants to die. And he keeps saying, we tried to save him. We bring him back. And then he See, they didn't understand coddling someone that has life. And yet, you're wasting, trying to throw it away. From where she's at, life is taken constantly. And then you get folks over here getting upset about some of the most simple things and deciding it's not worth it. I can't go on. So it's all about perspective. Now, saying and adjust to our very soft, gentle culture to where, now, okay, maybe that was a little harsh. But at the same time, there's a point to which she was saying, why don't you start looking at the positive things? I'm sure there are folks out there on their last breath that would love to exchange places with that dude that was in that hospital trying to kill himself. So, hey, you know, dude, what are you doing? So anyway, Ryan brought up a good point with that, but then he brought up another one, which this one is very, very baffling, which is how in the world do Democrats get away with being racist and still getting voted in by black folks? Well, I think it's contributed to wonderful branding and marketing. And they have some great PR people in that liberal media, man. They know how to twist the story, redirect your attention, make you forget, change narratives. They have tons and tons of tactics that cover up for their mistakes. And they're not even mistakes. These are Freudian slips, sometimes purposefully just dropped out there. And when they come out, the fake news, who's supposed to be, you know, the guardians of righteousness, they will try to pretend to address it, but not really go in like they would if it was a Republican or conservative. They would pound that into the ground and keep it fresh in your frontal lobe forever. Now, if you don't believe that, we're going to be talking about this in a second. If you don't believe that, Joe Biden had to come out, make an apology first for all of that sniffing and touching and sniffing and touching. Then later on, got accused by Tara Reid. And now they don't even bring that up anymore. Now, imagine if that was Trump. He had to come out, make his apology about all of that sniffing and touching, then gets accused right before he gets elected. Do you think they would have just said, well, he answered the questions. He said he didn't do it. He didn't do it. What else can we do? They would have made you believe that he did it, even if he said, I didn't do it. But with Biden, well, I mean, we just take his answer. He said he didn't do it. Let's move on to the next propaganda. And that is how they are successfully able to manipulate the minds of not just black folks, but white liberals, anybody who votes in America for the Democrat Party, have been a victim of manipulation. I'll be honest. They have been a victim of manipulation. Their common sense has been compromised. Because you cannot tell me you still got a couple noodles left and you are a student of politics, social issues, and all of that stuff, and you fall for these Democrats and their raggedy policies. To overlook all the damage that Joe Biden is doing to the country right now, because you're focused on, I feel better in my conscience because I didn't vote for a white nationalist, racist, xenophobe like Trump. To overlook all of that shows me your common sense have been compromised. To vote for a party that lets your borders just be wide open, screen door, just wide open, flapping in the wind, and to sacrifice, or at least think you sacrificed, a president that said, hey, I'm looking out for our people first. That right there lets me know your common sense have been compromised. So you get one president that says, I will protect you and make sure that our country is safe. Another president that says, that guy, by protecting you and keeping our country safe, is a white nationalist. Me, I won't keep the country safe. I will let these folks come in and out as they like they want to come in and go. But I'm not going to be racist and xenophobic. And that right there is better than protecting the country. And you got idiots that fell for that. So that's what they got going for, man. And trust me, Ryan, if you're still listening, I am frustrated myself as a black man who constantly hear my blackness being challenged based on my political decision from folks that are ignorantly voting for folks who were responsible for all of the anger, the racism, the history, all the stuff they complain about. The very folks that they vote for are responsible for and still are responsible for. Yet, so all you can do is say, man, some folks got it, some folks don't. Now, let's get into some things. What is this, y'all?
Check all out. I can say is that the fake news just doesn't get it.
They don't get it. The fake news just doesn't get it. Thank you, Presidente Trump. But, you know, let's just not end with that. We better go ahead and check in because, see, maybe they do get it. Let's see what, you know, when Trump said that, I said, you know what? Let me go and check in with the fake news. Maybe they've repented and grew a conscience or something. Here, what is this? Don Lemon.
Okay. Happened, yeah. And we've seen it happen before.
Oh, look, y'all, he's talking to his buddy Chris Cuomo, or a.k.a. Fredo. Okay, so let's
four. The good news is there's always a chance for change, and hopefully we'll see that here. But our hearts and our thoughts have to go out to the families of these officers who took their own lives.
Now, he's talking about the officers that took their own lives, I guess, as a result of what took place on the 6th. I don't know what kind of narrative they're trying to push, but I think it's garbage. Just like I was just talking about the girl from Sierra Leone, and she's able to look at big problem versus little problem. She's able to value life. You cannot tell me four officers after the 6th was that mentally and emotionally damaged to where they felt like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take my life. Now, I'm not saying every one of those officers, that's the narrative that they're going with, but I wouldn't put it past them. Anytime anything, I mean, heck, the one guy died from a heart attack, I believe, and they said, we killed him. Yeah, I mean, y'all beat his head in with a, what is it, fire hydrant or something, or, you know, all of that, extinguisher or battery. They was just coming up with all kinds of stuff. So who knows what really happened, and I hope that that wasn't the sum of the decision that made these men take their lives. Because if that's the case, you shouldn't have ever went into that field. I mean, we have soldiers that have come back from war seeing bodies blown up. You saw Rambo when he was up in there. Nothing is over. You know, I was a Vietnamese kid. He comes up to me. He wants a shoe shine. He says, shine, shine. He says, I opened up the box. It blew up in my freeze. God, I just can't get that out of my head. You saw Rambo. It messed him up forever. So you're telling me that dudes who come back from war and yet somehow managed to go on with life, but these officers that were involved in that pushing and shoving match, was that distraught? So I don't know. Like I said, I don't know all the details of why these dudes did this, but I hope that's not the narrative that they're trying to push, because that right there is a stain on any police officer's legacy. If that was my family member, I'd say, dude, don't be saying he killed himself because of that. You better come up with a better narrative than that. So anyway, so here is these two on fake news. They're talking about that. But it takes a turn, though, because, see, Don Lemon is showing Chris Cuomo a lot of love right now.
I'm going to make my witness, as you say, and you
make
know
your
what?
Witness.
I love you, brother.
I love you, D. Lemon.
I love you.
This is Don Lemon tonight. The calls are getting louder and louder. This is what I'm talking about. Top Democrats from New York to the White House calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign.
What?
That in the wake of the bombshell report from
wait
the
a minute.
State Attorney.
Wait. Wasn't he just talking to Cuomo's brother? I love you, brother. I tell you what, man. Yeah, I got your back. Don't worry. All right. This is Don Lemon live. The calls are in for Cuomo to step down. That nasty pervert, that spec. Oh, I'm sorry. Is his brother still on the air? Can we give it a minute? Wait until he takes his mic out. Okay. And is he gone? Okay. That bastard. He molested all. See this right here. Now, granted, they claim they have to report the news fair and all of that stuff. But you know what? Maybe you could go. Well, you know, I mean, if me and him so friendly, this is my boy. Can I just pass on this one? Because I wouldn't want bias to kick in. If this is my homie, if my best friend. Father was, I guess, accused of some stuff like this, and me and him just got done talking. I love you, brother. I got your back. So now let me talk about his dad. His dad's a scumbag, and he needs to. I probably would say, you know what? Can somebody else pick this story up? This is one of my boys. But this goes to show the integrity of all of these knuckleheads.
Attorney General that alleges the governor sexually harassed 11 women, including state employees.
What?
And a New York State trooper.
Oh, my.
The report also says that he retaliated against one woman who went public with her allegations against him. And the president of the United States couldn't be more blunt.
What?
Question.
Creepy?
Should Governor Andrew Cuomo resign? Answer.
What?
Yes.
Now, does Chris Cuomo know that Don Lemon wants his brother to resign? Oh, boy. So I figure we better learn a little more about this situation and a little more about Cuomo. So let's hear exactly from him what happened.
I want to talk about just as a support and encouragement that I've made to women and some men that have made them uncomfortable. And I always tried to be, in my career, I've always tried to make a human connection. That's my responsibility, I think. I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, you can do
I know
this.
That.
And whether they're women, men,
is that
what
I think it is?
Old,
creepy, sleepy, sleazy, slimy, sloppy Joe. The same guy that Don Lemon just said weighed in on Cuomo to resign? Man, you got to be kidding me. So wait, this is footage of creepy, sleepy apologizing. Let's see how close his apology is to, say, Cuomo's apology. Because, see, there's some overlap in these two behaviors.
It's the way I've always been. It's the way I try to show I care about them and I'm listening.
I do kiss people on the forehead.
Oh, wait a minute.
I do kiss people on the cheeks.
What?
I do kiss people on the hand.
Huh.
I do embrace people.
Now, this man sounds like Dr. Seuss. I do love green eggs and ham. I do, I say. I mean, this dude sounds like he's busting some type of Dr. Seuss riddle. But strangely, his, statement sounds very familiar to Creepy Sleepies. Why isn't Creepy Sleepy suffering the same type of scrutiny? Let's continue, though.
I do hug people.
I do hug people.
Men and women.
So just like Biden only...
The similarities between these two were amazing. Absolutely amazing. So why is one receiving way more criticism than the other? Well, because Democrats are completely corrupt and they only do things that benefit them, and they overlook anything that might hurt them. So once they realize that Creepy Sleepy was an open vessel, dude is a complete empty vessel to fill it up with whatever you want. He is, and honestly, what was in that vessel was pure evil anyway, so it doesn't even matter. Even if his vessel was still filled, that is the perfect guy to implement their diabolical schemes. Somewhere along the line, I think, though, that Cuomo burned some bridge or he got something laying in the pipeline that just might be too much and might embarrass the Democrat Party. Because you can't tell me that they're going after this dude because of these accusations. I mean, why go after him and not Creepy Sleepy? So it's something more than these accusations. But I love this dude from Newsmax, Rob Schmidt. He's talking about, he's going to give us a little rundown of what's really happened.
I responded to the lesser allegations, Cuomo does as well, telling story after story of just touching people's faces and necks, avoiding responding to the allegations that were laid out by a Democrat attorney general saying that he was grabbing private parts and doing a whole lot. Son.
So now, for what I'm getting then, is that he did the same thing that Joe Biden did. I think that's a part of your training. When you become a Democrat politician. All right, welcome to Democrat training. Everybody come in, have a seat. Now, we all know that we're corrupt and we're hypocrites and we do things totally opposite of what we ask everyone else to do. So in your manual, you'll find when accused of touching, harassing, and, you know, overstepping your boundaries, what you want to do is ignore the hardcore accusations and kind of focus on a general broad behavior that shows that, you know what, you're trying to conflate things. I mean, I'm not really hands-on like that. I'm more like soft hands, shoulder versus there. Those hugs you're talking about, those deep bear hugs that I was accused of giving, no. I give those church hugs, the ones on the side, I'll bring them into there. See, so they know how to do that in Democrat training, but obviously, you know, his training must have failed him or something. Joe. He hit it right on the head, but Cuomo, his was rejected. So let's continue.
Of a three-term New York governor, Andrew never had to work too hard. His path was pretty much paved by dad. And Cuomo embraced power the same way that so many awful people do.
How?
By abusing it.
What?
Today, the attorney general of this state, Letitia James, released her sexual harassment report. Now, a quick primer on this. Tish James is the same AG who promised to get Trump by whatever means necessary as she campaigned for attorney general.
So a corrupt politician is trying to accuse another corrupt politician of corruption. Yeah, they're Democrats. These are Democrats. Yeah, there's no way around that. That is the whole MO of the Democrats. They devour their own, you know. And, of course, they're corrupt enough to just say, you know what, I'm going to eat my own tail. I'm a snake, and, hey, I saw something moving behind me, so I had to bite it. So here's this corrupt attorney general going after Cuomo, and yet here's what she was saying about Trump before she was elected.
I say one name.
One name?
Trump. That should motivate you.
That's not
your f***ing move. Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the
f***. He's going to know my name personally.
But you hear her throwing out threats? Trump's going to know my name personally. And she got voted in?
Running for attorney general because I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
Wait a minute. So she ran an ad before she was elected. If I be elected, Attorney General, illegitimate president. So if I'm understanding this, somebody's asking for a quick shot of the fur baby. You know who they're talking about. The fur baby's in the fetal position for a little bit longer. I might give you a shot of the fur baby before we get off. But anyway, getting back to her. So now, this lady right here is talking illegitimate president. Did the Democrats know this when they tried to impeach Trump? Did they know this when they got up there on Capitol Hill, somebody who opposes the legitimacy of this election is inspiring an insurrection? So now, all of a sudden, if you don't like the election, you inspire an insurrection, but now look at her. She's up here before she got elected talking about Trump, an illegitimate president. Huh. Hypocrisy.
When our fundamental rights are at stake.
Oh, my God. So fake when our fundamental rights are at stake. Please.
Focus on Donald Trump and his abuses. We need to follow his money. We need to find out where he's laundered money. All of those transactions have happened here in New York City.
Now, this is the woman going after Cuomo, and I'm not protecting Cuomo. Honestly, frankly, I don't know whether these women are telling the truth or not. I don't know what's going on behind the closet. However, I don't care because he's corrupt too. So I'm not going to run to his aid. I'm not going to give this dude the benefit of the doubt because he's just as dirty as her. So here she is talking about some, we need to follow the money and we need to out. And I'm thinking to myself, what? You just threw out an accusation with absolutely no evidence whatsoever. Listen,
we need to focus on Donald Trump and his abuses.
Focus on Donald Trump and his abuses. What abuses are we talking about? Are you just making up stuff? You're making up crimes that you're hitting us like Minority Report with Tom Cruise. Oh, we're going to get you for your future crimes, we think. I'm pretty sure he's going to do something at some point. So we'll get him. This is unreal in today's age that someone could make statements like this, get elected, and then have the nerve to try to look into Donald Trump. After getting elected, we want to see his taxes and we want to see all of this. And I'm saying, do y'all realize this woman had premeditation when it comes down to going after Trump? Premeditation. Hey, everybody, you know what? I haven't been elected attorney general, but my next door neighbor's a jerk. He comes in late every night, and I'm pretty sure he drinks, and I hear him yelling at his wife sometimes. So if you elect me, I'm going to go after that guy. Well, did he commit a crime? Are you, and you know, do you know something about this dude we need to know? No, but I'm sure he's a bad guy, and I'm going to go find one. And she's in power. But let's run this through because, see, like I said, I don't care. When they eat their own.
We need to follow his money.
Follow his money.
We need to find out where he's laundered money. All of those transactions have happened here in New York City.
So she's kind of awful. Tish James also wants Andrew Cuomo's job.
She do?
So she has a clear agenda in all this.
What?
And today, Ms. James broadcasted her message like she was auditioning for something.
Oh, yeah. Now, ready? Hold on. Where's my thing? Action. Okay. Because you know these Democrats, they know how to, they, you know, they get, that's another part of their training, y'all. You got to go through acting classes. All right, now, you know, when you're trying to spew propaganda and manipulate people, folks respond a lot of times to tears and emotions. You want to pause, kind of break and gather some, act like you're swallowing something like, and if, see, you want to do that. Now, if you're one of those folks who can't cry on cue, we got some of this for you. So there you go. You want to make sure this is on you. There you go. You want to sprinkle a little of that on you before you come out. Now, when you come out, if the tears won't come, then what you do is just go, see, because no one cares about the actual tears. They just, that means it's something close to coming out. All right, so now here she is wanting his job and got the nerve to come out on stage and try to act like this is really deeply troubling for her.
It was fairly painful to watch, like any bad acting we see in Washington, D.C., a woman who just wants Andrew Cuomo out of the way. But leaving all that aside, let's just enjoy watching a liberal hack devour one of the biggest names in her own party.
Actually,
here's Tish James confirming all 11 of Andrew Cuomo's accusers are credible.
Action.
Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women.
Interestingly enough, the investigation did find unlawful conduct, but the Attorney General will not be pursuing any charges.
Why not?
Against Cuomo. You can clearly see this was very much politically orchestrated.
Okay, so this is just a smear campaign, that's what you're telling me? You're telling me that if the Attorney General, you can go out and trash somebody's name and just say, but even though he violated all these, you know, statutes and all that stuff, we're not going to press charges. That doesn't make sense. That means that really, I'm wondering if these charges were as serious as you're trying to tell me they are, because if they're that serious, your next statement should be, and we plan on pursuing this criminally. But she didn't. So you just came out and just said, this dude's bad. He did a whole bunch of stuff behind closed doors. He's guilty of this, but you know what? Sometimes, you know, you just skirt by. Now, that should be the first indicator this is political.
Hit Cuomo hard enough to get him out of office, but don't hurt him or the party unnecessarily by bringing up criminal charges. We save that for Republicans only.
Yeah,
James is the Attorney General, but says it's on other localities to bring charges because her job here is done.
Oh.
Sure. At the end.
Y'all hear that? Now. Normally, I would bring charges, but you know what? The extent of my job was just to smear him and leak all this information out and say, this dude is trash. He committed all this stuff. And then just go, you know what? Somebody else want to come in with the charges. It's on you. These Democrats are raggedy, man. It's no different than what we're about to listen to in a few minutes, where the White House is trying to say that all of these restrictions, all of this stuff that's being suggested in different locations to make folks go get the you-know-what. Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with us. We just make suggestions. And then, I mean, you know what? If they do it, it's on them. But these aren't really suggestions. We're going to find out. Let's continue.
End of the day, these are the same people who investigated Trump nonstop for purely political purposes, so you shouldn't be surprised. Cuomo did this privately for years while publicly portraying himself as exactly the opposite of this. In a now priceless tweet from 2013, there should be a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to sexual harassment and must send a clear message that this behavior is not tolerated.
Now, this is where it gets funny, y'all. And this is why I don't care whether he's guilty or innocent. See, because what happens is these Democrats, they try to walk around with this mantle of righteousness on them. You would think as they walk around, you would hear that like misty, heavenly music, like, you would think they would be floating a couple feet off the ground, levitating. You would think they would have a halo. Oh, what? Oh, you're looking at my halo, aren't you? Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I try to be humble and modest, but when you're so righteous, the halo just, it shows. It just shows. You would think they would be walking around in pure white robes, man. They should be walking around singing, I was in the spirit and in heaven saw a throne. You would be thinking that's the case. When they're constantly talking about it, women need to be heard. And you know what? And this and that. Virtual signaling gets you. This is what got those Sadducees and those Pharisees in trouble. Because the attitude of look at you. And somebody go, well, look at you. And you go, what? Well, look at me. I'm beautiful. I'm perfect. So what you want to do? So let's see how this all plays out in the end for this guy who was virtue signaling a couple years back. Here we go.
Andrew Cuomo 8 years ago. Hmm. Obviously, zero tolerance was a bridge too far for Cuomo.
Zero.
He should have carved out just a small amount of tolerance for his own behavior. Not zero tolerance per se. Maybe a little bit of tolerance.
See,
maybe one tolerance.
That's when you think you're too big for something like this to happen. When you're sitting back like, even though I know I got dirt all over me, I'm so big and powerful. I know that I got this thing on lockdown so much that I'm going to say, anybody else, zero tolerance. Now, this is setting up the stage for my whole thing tonight, y'all. This isn't just isolated to sexual allegations. This is a main ingredient of the Democrat Party. Zero tolerance for you, but not for me. Okay? A lot of virtue signaling coming out of me, okay, that I can't live up to. No one will be caring about these raggedy Democrats getting caught violating lockdown. No one would care about that. If you weren't going and wagging your finger in folks' faces saying you need to get your butt in the house and sit up. That's the stuff that gets you in trouble. These are the things, like the tweet he made several years back talking about zero tolerance, makes me go, you know what? I really don't care. I mean, I know this is something that often happens to politicians. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. I find it kind of ironic that all 6, 7, 12, 13, 14 people just somehow drops out of nowhere. But in this case, I don't care. Let's continue.
For himself. But isn't this just the best part of politics? Again, we watch the phony, pious left.
Oh, yeah.
Governor demanding an end to all inappropriate behavior from all men in all circumstances while he runs around playing grab ass in Albany. And then there's this incredible twist.
What?
Today, investigators effectively said that Cuomo's own pandering policies to the Me Too movement came back to bite him on the butt, which at least is one thing the governor hasn't been accused of.
This dude's going to have to go into the raggedy politician protection program. He needs a disguise right about now. Cuomo needs to throw on his MAGA hat. Nobody would suspect him if he was rocking a MAGA hat. They'd be like, really, he's not Chris Cuomo, that guy. I mean, Mayor Cuomo. He has a MAGA hat on. He hates Trump. Huh, interesting. He fell from grace so high. Couple months back, he was talking about Trump like he was a maggot. But yeah, here we go. Let's see what happens.
Doing to anyone else.
The governor himself, in August of 2019, passed a law that changed, eliminated in New York State the requirement that harassing conduct needed to be severe or pervasive.
Okay.
In New York, a woman need only show that she was treated less well, at least in part, because of her gender.
And he did this to himself. This man went out there and said, let's pass this law. And I know it's so tough and allow any woman to just go, what are you looking at? Well, I mean, you have some nice shoes on. I'm offended. That's right. I'm pressing charges. So now this guy sets himself up just like Joe, just like the rest of them. Believe the woman. Believe the victim until they get accused.
The governor's conduct detailed in the report clearly meets and far exceeds the standard.
So Cuomo, pandering to Me Too,
pandering,
you know, makes the standards just so low to get any kind of sexual harassment claim, right?
And
the whole time he's just breaking
pair
all these rules.
Wait a minute.
I mean, you can't make it up. You gotta love the Democrats, because this is one thing you can count on. They're always gonna break their own rules, because they love to make rules and they don't like to follow them. July murders in Washington, D.C.
Wait a minute, y'all. So now, speaking of pandering and hypocrites and all of that, now we're going to go ahead and switch topics, because, see, at first, my man, Cuomo, they were hyping him up for his response to COVID and all of that stuff. And now the Democrats have taken on the mantle of dealing with COVID and all of that stuff. And instead of focusing on some other issues, they decide to focus on making us go on more lockdowns and stuff. Now, listen to the opening of this. I had no idea that this was going on. Let's see.
July, murders in Washington, D.C. surpassed coronavirus deaths by a ratio of nearly 3 to 1.
So if I'm hearing this correctly, they're running around talking about put a diaper on your face, and murders in D.C. surpassed what, COVID deaths? Are you serious? And they appear telling us, you know what, I gotta get more info, because this can't be right.
That's really the point of why we're not seeing a lot of coverage of what's happening with crime in the mainstream media, is because there's no way they can excuse the Democrats for their specific policies of defunding police, et cetera, in being linked to crime. I mean, they just can't avoid the obvious there, right?
And fear is a great motivator, David. So you have to go with the COVID porn still as far as covering that story, which is becoming more and more of a non-story, despite the Delta variant. You know,
so they want everybody addicted to this COVID porn. See, that's what it is. That's why CNN and all of them make sure they put that mess right down at the bottom of the screen. So that every day you wake up, you're like, is everybody gone? Close my door at the office. Close my door, Janet. Don't disturb me. CNN. Oh, yeah, that's good. It's good. Mm. Tell me how many deaths. Man, it's just like a lot. So now, here they are pushing some COVID porn. And this dude right here, he doesn't like it. He's like, why don't y'all focus on some real stuff? So let's see how the mayor of Washington, D.C. handles the deaths versus the lockdowns and stuff. Here we go.
People look at strictly the cases, right? And you, that's fine if you want to do that, but you got to look at, you know, overall the death toll. In other words, if the elderly are protected, the vulnerable are protected, then those getting these cases of COVID, by and large, are going to be fine. And we see that with the numbers, and they're staggering, and particularly in Washington, D.C. I looked just today, 60 new cases that was recorded yesterday in Washington, D.C., in a city of more than 700,000 people.
Whoa. So, 60 new cases, 700,000 people, and they want to shut down everything. I'm pretty sure more than 60 folks came down with the flu in D.C. the other day versus the amount of folks who was diagnosed with this new you-know-what. I'm starting to question what's really going on. Let's continue, though.
Yet the CDC considers that a high transmission rate.
So why is the CDC saying this? I mean, are you trying to tell me the CDC just might be political? You're trying to tell me that they might just be inflating the reaction that we should have to this when you got 60 people out? I'll take those odds. If that was even Ebola I would be like, well, 600,000 people here. 60, okay, well, I mean, you know. Now, if you would have said 600,000, you know, something like that, I would have been like, yeah, that might be a concern. But 60 people? So what was the reaction to the mayor?
And so then the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser, she makes an order to say, okay, got to wear a mask when you're indoors. And it feels like 2020 all over again.
Okay.
And then it happens again. Another political leader decides. In a world of smartphones and social media where anyone can be a photojournalist or a broadcaster.
Don't you tell me this mayor, after saying we need to put the Pampers back on our face, gets busted without one? I'm looking at she needs to go into the raggedy, hypocritical politician protection program, y'all. Yes, not me. I got a MAGA hat on. No, it's you. Isn't that you, Mayor? No, I don't know her. So now I'm looking at this photo right here. She looks pretty happy and festive. Whoa. And I know Cuomo got accused of having his arm around somebody's waist in a photo, and she has hers around someone without a mask on, too. So that's sexual assault, and plus she's violating her own lockdowns. Sounds like a hypocrite, but let's continue.
It was a reporter from the Washington Examiner photographs her without a mask on at a wedding, and most other people there looks like they didn't have masks on as well.
What?
This was less than 24 hours after she implemented
less
the rule.
She's a hypocrite? That's what you're telling me.
Photos, and do you think the mayor apologized? No, they blamed conservative media for the photos while insisting the mayor did nothing wrong. They said she was eating and drinking at the time. Those photos do not show that, and the reporter that was there said that is a lie, David.
And yet there is one place where COVID really is an emergency right now in the United States, and that's right along the border. We have these extraordinary numbers of immigrants coming in. This was a shock.
Y'all, I gotta get serious now. You see how my time actually, it's not wasting my time, but I try to put together nice stuff for y'all to enjoy. So here I am, you know, saying rewriting songs and stuff that y'all all could appreciate. Because anybody who was born around a certain time, you already know, as soon as I came in, you was like, oh, shoot. Is that Rick? Okay, but now let's continue. Here we go. So this is serious here. So since they're supposed to be worried about the uptick in all of these, you know what, I'm looking at a bridge with thousands, and I'm talking thousands, of illegal immigrants underneath this bridge.
That we got from one of our drone cameras of an underpass showing thousands and thousands of immigrants who we now know, many of whom are infected with COVID. Rather than do anything about them, put them in isolation or anything, they're releasing these immigrants into the general population,
well,
or at least
helpful.
They are.
That sounds counterproductive, y'all. So you're trying to tell me you're trying to reduce the spread and all that stuff while you're letting all of these folks just meander about the country with COVID. Once again, Democrats, y'all, you think they care about COVID spread? You think they care about these illegal immigrants? Do you think they care about women? Do you think they care about black folks? Every single group of people that they claim to care about, they really don't. Not one. I cannot think of one. Oh, yeah, there is a group. It's called the self group. That's the one they care about. You know what? The self group is number one on my list. So they swear up and down they love women, the transgender community, let's see, Muslims, women. Wait, did I say women already? Okay. So wait, let's see. Let's go with black women. Is that another category? Is that the same? Okay. Gay, lesbians, LGBTQR, whatever. And then they love black folks. What else? You name it. Legal immigrants. They love those. They love those. And I'm sure the list goes on and on and on. But at the same time, they do things that are counterproductive to their love. Their love is horrible. Their love is like, you know what? Now, you know why I smacked you, woman? Because I love you. I only smack you because I love you. That's why I'd show you love, baby. Now, get that look off your face. Dry your face up. Go on and make me a ham sandwich. That's love. Let's continue, though.
In some places, and that is not being, by the way, the non-exposure of that in the mainstream media is so extreme that even some left-wing sites like Mediaite, for example, have criticized CNN and MSNBC for not publishing, for beating up on DeSantis for his COVID record right now, rather than reporting on what's really happening at the border.
But you look at the numbers for the president, as far as the way he is handling the border and the way he's handling violent crime. At the border, he's getting 33% approval in terms of his immigration policies.
Whoa. No wonder they want to talk about stuff that don't matter. 33% approval on that border issue. Those same kids that they ripped Trump over by saying he was ripping all those kids from their mothers have been ripped from their mothers and their parents. All of this. Now, I don't know about you. I'm pretty sure the sacrifice to try to get here is great. But I'm looking at thousands of people sleeping and laying underneath an overpass. Thousands. They are packed in there by, I mean, I don't even hardly see the ground. That's how many folks are in there. But this is more humane to them than what Trump was doing. Okay, here we go.
Their lack of immigration policies, as you can see from those pictures there. And as you mentioned, a lot of these folks, they're coming from countries where there's very little vaccine out there, right? And this variant, this Delta variant, is far more transmissible than what we saw perhaps last
year. Now, I'm going to solve the whole debate whether these Democrats care about these illegal immigrants and if they care about making sure we don't come down with them, you know, that you know what? See, because this is how you solve it. You see all these thousands of people under that bridge, which you can't see it, but I'm telling you. All those thousands of folks, that's not including the ones that they done already brought in and dispersed all across the country, all of the numbers that keep growing every month. Now, because Democrats are very, very selfish and they make sure they start with, how does this impact me first? Me first. Then I start outward. If all of these folks were bringing in a disease like zombieism, okay, if all of these folks was bringing in, you know, dang on Ebola, the Black Plague, something like that that could reach them, they would fill that border so quick. They would have dudes lined up shooting folks that approach the border. If this disease was so serious where they're going, if this gets into our country, my niece might get it, or my cousins and them, or my kids might get it. This mess is dead serious. Shut it down. Start firing anyone who walks up to that gate. Brrr. That lets you know that these folks don't care about none of this. Yeah, you might have a couple come in and sick and might kick the bucket. Yeah, you might have a couple million folks catch it from all these folks coming in. But hey. You know, because most likely we know that it ain't going to reach us and it ain't really taking folks out like we trying to pretend it is. It's acceptable. It's acceptable risk.
Last year with other versions of this virus, and then they're being released not into Texas, but to communities throughout country on buses and on planes. And that is the ultimate super spreader event. You don't hear the president or the press secretary or the vice president, who was put in charge of this, by the way.
Yeah.
You barely hear from her about this on anything.
Yeah, she's
talking about this.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get the shot.
There she go. I was wondering where she been, y'all.
And the bottom line is that getting vaccinated is safe, and it is, and I say this here, it is the ultimate act of solidarity, right? You know, we, I think, all embrace whatever our background, the spirit of love.
All of you X-mas. What? That's how you say it, right? X-mas?
No, it's Christians.
Oh, yeah. Are you Christian?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Is that a real religion? Christianity?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, anyway, all of you, the Christmas, Christians.
Thy neighbor. Yes. Yes. And getting vaccinated is truly an extension of that.
Oh, that's what it is. You know what? Going down there and shutting that border down like you were supposed to is showing brotherly love for your neighbors. But no, not her. So let's continue, though.
So, look, you've got that and you've got the crime problem, David. 38% of Americans, according to Washington Post, ABC, 38%. Say they approve of the way Biden is handling the violent crime crisis. It gets worse.
That's a raggedy number right there. 38%. His numbers in these real serious, real life issues are horrible. No wonder they're talking about the six. So when it comes down to protecting the border, 33%. When it comes down to crime, 38%. Kamala, I don't even know if she even registered anymore in regards to her popularity. She might be underwater, just full negative. And yet they're running around telling us about a variant that we somehow don't even know if we have it or not because there's no test for it. So let's continue.
Harris, Harvard, just put a poll out a couple of minutes ago that we published in The Hill. 75% of Americans say more police are needed on the streets. 72% oppose defunding the police. So the numbers are all upside down for this president right now.
See, because their job is to try to tear the country up without making you believe or see that the numbers are upside down. Their policies and their handling of it is absolutely horrible. And you know this based off of the poll. Folks are going, dude, what are you doing? You're taking cops out the neighborhood and they're killing folks. You're now trying to take money from the police. What are you doing? You're letting folks come in and out of the country. What are you doing? So now what they're doing is saying, you know what? How can we destroy the country but make them not realize we're destroying the country and we're doing this for selfish reasons? Excuse me, CNN, could you assist? Excuse me, MSNBC, you mind helping us out? We need a distraction while we wreak havoc on the country in areas that really impact people's personal life.
Now, in terms of crime, in terms of COVID, and in terms of immigration, and it's going to cost this party dearly in 2022.
Go ahead.
Thanks, Jen. On COVID, Dr. Fauci says we're going in the wrong direction. Whose fault is that?
Well, I would say first what he was referring to is the fact that because there is still a large population of people in this country who are unvaccinated and we have the most transmissible variant that we've seen since the beginning of the pandemic.
So now, do y'all hear that? Now we're going to get into the section of Kevin's Corner where it becomes very, they try to make it subtle, but it's very apparent to those that have a eye to see and an ear to hear. And a brain, it works. So now what they're trying to do is introduce another narrative to build on top of the original narrative that you know what. So to tighten this up, they're starting to slide in this narrative of another variant. I knew that they just couldn't rest with the one because that one allowed them to hold on to power long enough. So they come up with this new quote-unquote variant. But yet, if you watched my show last night, there's no way to actually know when you go and get tested if you are tested positive, if it's the variant or the original. They have not come out, they have not come out and mentioned anything about a new test that would show the difference. They have not shown how they compile the data to show us whether this is really more contagious or not. So for all we know, those 60 folks that got diagnosed up in D.C., could be the variant or the original. But who cares? Because, see, we're supposed to just trust them. And then when you can't trust them, then they punt that out to trusting the scientists, which the scientists are not telling us what's going on with this either. So you see the circle that they're trying to make, but it's all leading towards something very sinister. And that's what I want y'all to really take away from this. So now I'm going to go through a couple clips to show them laying the groundwork for something way more serious than you just, you need a mask on. Here we go, y'all.
That more people are getting sick with COVID. And those numbers are not moving in the right direction. I think that's accurate, and you can see it by data.
So in other words, let's punt out this narrative because, Peter asked, well, whose fault is it? Because if it was under Trump, which when it first started, everything was his fault. He killed everybody, and you know what? All these deaths are on his hands and all that stuff. But now all of a sudden, hey, you know what, who's in control now? I mean, we had this thing coming down, and now y'all telling us it's coming back up. So whose fault is this? Oh, it's our fault. All of us who didn't go out and get the mots. You see how they're kind of, you know, bringing it right in? Like, yeah, thanks, Peter, for asking me that question in my, you know, corruption school that we had to go through, and, you know, how to become a tyrant and how to use propaganda. I'm going to go ahead and flip that question and say, well, it's not our fault, even though we're in charge and we blame Trump in the past for everything. No, it's y'all fault. The ones who are disobedient and selfish, the ones who don't want to just trust what we tell you to do, like you're our kids or something, it's your fault. Huh. Here's Joe. He's even elaborating a little more on it.
But about 90 million Americans are eligible for vaccines and still haven't gotten their first shot. And
don't hear that. Now, this man, every time he gets a microphone in his face, oh, let's talk about the variant. Let's talk about vaccinations. Why aren't you talking about that border, man? Why aren't you talking about this crime that's raising in every liberal city? I want to hear you talk about some of those things, some of the things that are impacting our lives every single day, way more than what y'all trying to say is impacting our life. But no, Joe wants to get up there for some mysterious reason and start to talk about everybody getting the mots. Now, you want to raise suspicions? You want to make people view the eyebrow? Like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Let politicians start pushing something very, very hard that you're going, wait a minute, why are y'all doing what you're doing, saying what you're saying? What's the end game? You know it's not because they just want everybody to be safe. You know that's not the case. Because if this was really that bad and it was limited vials, you think they would be talking about this? You think they would be spreading it out saying, yeah, we want everybody to enjoy this? These corrupt, selfish politicians would take that vaccination, run in some basement, take it all, and hide the rest for later, for a rainy day. But now all of a sudden, they want to just give it away. Give it away. So let's see if we can get to the bottom of this campaign of love. As they were just saying, Kamala wants us all to love each other and do this for the love.
And already Minnesota and New Mexico have done that.
Everybody's doing it.
North Carolina announced its 100-day incentive, its $100.
There you go. That's the whole argument, y'all, to make y'all do this. Everybody's doing it. Now I feel like I'm in the movie Old School, where Will Ferrell was streaking, running down the street, and his wife pulled up on the side of him. He's like, come on. Everybody's doing it. So what? So now, here we go. They're trying to say, well, look, everybody's doing it. And the media tried this too. Little Brian Stelter a long time ago, everybody is getting it on TV. Why aren't the people on Fox doing it? If we're getting it on TV, why won't everyone else? Because you are a monkey see, monkey do. That's what you are. Monkey see, monkey do do. Let's continue.
Incentive today. Places that have offered the $100,000. That'd be really good. $100. I'd go back and get vaccinated three times.
I bet you would, Joe. If it was all about money, Joe would be all over that. Hey, Hunter, you know, why don't you set your crack aside and run back in and get a couple more vaccinations for the family? So here it is, dude, $100. Now, so when have you ever heard of this guy? Now, if you are a person who are moved by shiny things, then you might just respond irrationally and impulsively and say, well, heck, $100, I sure could use that. When have they ever said, hey, guys, we will give you money to save your lives? And folks go, I'm good. If it was real serious, you wouldn't have to offer no $100. You wouldn't have to offer nothing. Folks would be busting down the door to get to that. But secondly, when has the government ever, just out of the kindness of their heart, decided, you know what? Because everyone, you know, the flu's going around, we're not going to worry about medical insurance. We're not going to worry about all of the money they're losing out with the flu shot. You know, developing all of this. Well, you know what? Just give it to the government. We'll distribute it just because we want everyone to be safe. They start with money first, unless something is more important than the money. So that must mean there's a bigger agenda and something more important than the money they would be getting from all the folks getting this, all the folks who, you know, gonna pay for this. So something else is making them say, dude, this ain't going as fast as we want. They're not responding like they should. We thought they would. Not enough scaring them. And maybe we got too many people with common sense running around that we I guess, underestimated. Let's bribe them. Now, just that alone really makes my ears stand up. I'm like a dog who's going, wait a minute, their ears are here, then they go here. I want to know what's going on up there. What are you trying to do? So here's some more, Joe.
Respond to the COVID question quickly. We follow the science. What's happening now is all the major scientific operations in this country and the 25-person group we put together.
So now, guys, let's just go ahead and jump on board because we follow the science and all of the major 25 ones we put together. And then, and I'm thinking, if you put a group of people together, I don't trust them. For the simple fact, every group that y'all put together is put together strategically to implement your diabolical schemes. It's that simple. You're not going to work for the Democrat Party if you're not down with their corruption and their evilness. So when they say stuff like, hey, we had, 100 military people sign this. I'm going, they're corrupt. When they said, you know what, 1,200 folks, they signed a petition. These are like professionals. These are the scientists. They're the ones that signed this, this statement that said COVID takes second place to those that were up there looting and tearing up stuff. These were supposed to be medical scientists. And they all signed on to say that it's a bigger threat to America, racism, than the quote-unquote COVID-19 during that time. As an excuse for these folks to destroy cities, riot, and help the Democrats. Yeah, but yet said, but it's not the same with that same crowd of folks who peacefully was up there protesting in Michigan wanting to go back to work. And yet you're trying to tell me, we're following the science. Whoever you put together, whatever organization, group of people you're using are corrupt. That's my rule of thumb. So there's nothing that these folks, after seeing them for the last 6+ years, seeing how dirty and corrupt they are, there's nothing they could come out and say to what made me go, now that sounds honest and truthful, and I trust them. Nothing, period. I've seen their handiwork. Let's continue.
We're looking at all the possibilities of what's happening now.
Okay.
We have a pandemic among the non-vaccinated.
Oh, there it goes, y'all. Oh, now, first of all those who ran down and got the mots, one, don't you, wait, where's my major pain teeth? Yeah, okay. Yeah. One, don't you feel dumb. Two, look at you. All those who ran down and got that mess. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, they're going, wait, what you mean now? What you mean you want me to go back and get, I still got teeth that's on my face? Listen to Joe.
Those who are not vaccinated, if you are vaccinated,
okay,
you are safe. If you are vaccinated, you have over a 98% chance of never catching the virus at all. If you catch it, you're likely, the overwhelming proof so far is you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be sick, you're going to probably have no signs.
Somebody said we got a troll on YouTube. If y'all find him, get him. Uh-huh. We attack trolls like white blood cells. So now Joe's, he's telling it, y'all. He's selling it. Y'all hearing his sales pitch? Yeah, so let's finish it.
You had it, and you are not going to die. It's a simple proposition.
And that's exactly what it is. It's a proposition. This dude's talking about something. You're not going to die, and it's a problem, pandemic of the non-vaccinated. So it's our fault. Once again, this is our fault.
Don't you believe it.
So now, all of a sudden, Joe has changed directions. Because just a minute ago right here, he was saying, look, man, it's all these folks who don't have it is responsible for this mess, okay? But let's see if we can figure something out here because, see, I got a feeling there's an end game to this. So what's this? Greg Kelly report. Here we go.
America is not a country where you have to show your papers, right? We don't do that here. That's for other places and mostly a long time ago. And they don't do it in parts of Europe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Now, all of us conspiracy theorists. A long time ago when this all came up, he said, you know what, I got a feeling at some point they're going to go towards mandatory. You know what? Oh, you crazy. You guys are just being, Trump got to you and all of this stuff. And I saw somebody on YouTube just say, don't believe the hype. You are absolutely right, man. I'm not believing the hype because, see, there's something bigger to this, y'all. So now we started off with that. We got in the curve around 15 days. That ended up being almost a year. Stung our middle class Then all of a sudden, you know, we start a couple of days with them, you know what, over the face. Then it went to a year. Then they gave us some relief, and now it's back. They're trying to bring that back. I'm pretty sure they're going to be pushing towards more lockdowns. But see, those things are just segues into the end game. Notice everything is funneling us towards you know what. And they're trying to do it by warming us up and then, you know, get some folks to, you know, buy into it, scare them. And then, you know, they end up scaring the other folks or blaming us or scared. So let's see how this goes here. What? You're talking about we shouldn't have to be forced to do something, Greg Kelly? Let's see.
Europe as well. This is the reaction in France right now to the idea of showing your papers to prove that you've been vaccinated.
What?
They don't like it.
We
don't like it. Now, we haven't seen riots, and I hope we don't see riots, but they're talking about doing the same thing here.
What? No way, Greg. No way. This is America, right? This is the greatest country on the planet, and you're trying to tell me they're trying to come this way with this mess? Now, they done already tried it in Canada. Everybody get your butts in the house. You understand that? Police pulling folks over who's driving. Where you going? Why you outside? Huh? Arrested that preacher who was calling them, Gestapo, get out. You know, Gestapo, Nazis are not welcome here. People who understand how this is how it starts. Like this. People who see this stuff is going, nah, man. They fed that to some folks in the past, but our dumb folks who don't know history, who's so dumb, who they can't even understand who is responsible for all the Jim Crow, all of the darn, civil rights and all that stuff and slavery. They don't even know that stuff. But yet here they are overlooking the subtle attempt to make us the show whatever. Let's continue, though, because see, Greg, I'm pretty sure that cannot be where they're going with this.
This is New York City. We got a wannabe socialist mayor, and he's so happy to use this power as he's on his way out the door. He only has another 6 months in office, but take a look.
Let's see what he says.
The bottom line is it's time for everyone to get vaccinated. And we're making really clear. You want the key to NYC? You want everything good about this city? All it takes is go out and get vaccinated. Just get that first dose and you're in the game. Of course, follow through, get the second dose too at the right time. But all you got to do is walk down the street, walk in for free, get vaccinated. It takes a few minutes and you're in the game. You get to enjoy all the life in New York City. And if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to be left out of a lot of things.
Y'all hear that? These people sound like drug dealers that are legalizing a law that would make you have to take their drugs. Yep, we all deal crack. We sell cocaine. We sell all this stuff. And you know what? Bottom line, you need to get that mask, period. Because if you want to enjoy your constitutional rights in our city, you got to have some crack. And you got to buy that crack from us. I mean, don't look that way. We're making it easy. We're setting up little stations for you to get your crack. We're going to pay you to get the crack. I was a crackhead and somebody gave me crack for free. I'd be going, wait a minute. You used to have to steal TVs for this. But now all of a sudden you give it, what's in that crack? So now, here this dude is, just straight jumped over the whole narrative of, well, you know what, it's here if you want it and all that stuff, to now, you know what, bottom line, y'all better get this mess. You understand me? If you think you're going to be just walking around this city, having fun, going in and eating where you want to eat, going to parks where you want to go to, you got another thing coming. Now, if you want to enjoy yourself in New York, huh, then you better go ahead and go and get the mops. What? I mean, just a second ago, I was watching a video in France thinking to myself, no way, no way. That's not where they're going. I'm pretty sure about a year ago when this all came out and we were all saying, dude, they're setting us up. Folks were going, you guys always, and they're doing it real smooth. Right now, he even almost sounds like he's concerned for us. Yeah. And so for all of those that are disobedient and selfish and don't want to get it, then you just won't be to have fun. You won't be to have fun. You won't be to go nowhere. But all of those obedient ones will.
Left out of a lot of things, bars, restaurants, space, indoors, unless you get vaccinated. He has the key, and he's not going to give you one unless you get vaccinated. He doesn't have that power. This is America, right? No, we can choose for ourselves. He and all kinds of Democrats are thinking about doing exactly the same thing, having that vaccination passport. You have to show it to people when asked to get into certain places. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
That's crazy.
Don't you think?
Think it's crazy. I do think it's wrong, Greg. But the way I know this is evil is because of listen to the narrative coming out of the liberal media. This is how I know. This all in cahoots. This is the end game for them, guys. This is the end game. When you start hearing them say things like this.
Precautions should families be taking if they have children who aren't eligible for vaccinations?
You should always try to opt for outdoors space and not anything that's congested. And even when you're indoors, it can be safe if everyone is masked. I would definitely mask the children. And if you're vaccinated yourself, you should wear a mask. Because we now know that even vaccinated individuals might get infected.
What's the purpose thing? Forget it. I don't understand. If you can't tell me between the original, you know what, this new one that just popped up, and then you're also telling me that folks who've already got the mots can catch the mots again, and now kids that you first started off saying kids are not at, you know, risk, but now all of a sudden they are. Now, all of a sudden, you and your kids need to wear it at home. I mean, this is my question. Now, you can't hug your kids in the crib? I mean, you and your kid, your whole family walking around the house, just G'd up? This is crazy, man. This right here is crazy. They have strategically made American citizens lose their ever-loving mind. This is lunacy, y'all. And I'm telling you, I wish I could just watch this as if it was a movie. But I'm in the movie. That's what concerns me. Somehow I got cast into a raggedy horror film that I didn't opt out. I didn't want to get into this mess. Let's continue.
Risk is incredibly small. But again, if we're trying to keep our kids safe and they're unvaccinated, a mask will always be a great layer of protection on top of your vaccine.
There you go. See, this right here lets me know something tricky. Fear. All the areas that they really were. Look at the language that they're using. Kamala Harris. Your neighbors, love, and do the right thing. Joe up there talking about a couple of days ago, you know what, the kids, if they want to know what's on the moon and if aliens are real, then they start saying things like, this is a you know what, of the un, you know what. And I'm starting to say, wait a minute, why are y'all targeting us? Why are you kind of shifting the blame towards us instead of you? Y'all should have stopped and left the vaccine right there and say, now it's up to y'all. But no, now you're going, oh, you don't want what we're selling? Okay. Then they're the problem because they don't want to buy what we're selling. And now here she is going saying, the kids, it's the kids. If you want to save your kids' life, then you better do this. Now, what is this?
It is time for a reset. A reset in how COVID-19 is covered by the media. Given that there's so much.
That's right. The number one prostitute himself, y'all. It is time for a reset. Open stadium. Up top, Brian Stelter had the nerve to come out and push exactly what they want to be pushed. That's how you make your connection. See, so for those that don't see what's going on, here they are blaming folks who don't want to get this. Then they send this dude out and listen to what he's saying. It's time for a reset, y'all. Huh? Okay, let's see.
It is time for a reset. A reset in how COVID-19 is covered by the media.
So surely you're talking about what? Correctly? Because, see, before it was reported incorrectly. It was a lot of inflammatory numbers. It's a lot of pushing narratives that aren't real, all of that stuff. So are you talking about that, Brian? Because you can't get worse than what you already been. Y'all got caught. Someone on your squad gets busted saying, yep, we inflate the numbers. We put them all at the bottom of the screen. We're scaring folks into this. And now here he is talking about, it's time to ramp that up even more.
Given that there's so much confusion right now.
Yeah.
It is, as so many public health experts keep saying, a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Oh, notice they're all just saying the same thing, y'all. Who's the unvaccinated? Us. It's our pandemic, y'all. Just like it was the Trump virus, see? All of this stuff. So that makes me want to rip raggedy behind little teeny, incy, beany, yellow polka dot bikini Brian Stelter. Rip that open stadium completely off of his head like Velcro. That makes me want to tear that stadium down because he shouldn't have let it get built in the first place. You don't let them just build a stadium right on top of your head.
So the news coverage needs to reflect that.
You know,
meaning the news coverage needs to start demonizing you guys who don't go and do what I tell you to do. Now, I hate to have to read them like this, y'all, but I do it, and I do it again. I'll do it again if I have to, if I have to. All right, but wait a minute. What's this? What's this?
The Biden people, when they were campaigning, when they were running, they were calculating COVID, not how do we fix this? How do we solve this? How do we get into power? How do we use COVID? Wow. That's how they looked at COVID for about a year.
So these same groups of folks who say, man, never let a good crisis go to waste, who most likely created this crisis, have been the only folks that benefited from this. I want y'all to think about that. The only in our society that have benefited from this whole thing have been liberals. No conservatives. Been these folks right here and companies that actually support these folks. So when it first dropped, shut down the voter polls. We don't want folks walking in. Let's get rid of all of that. You can't go in to vote. All of that. It's all benefited these folks. Then you get shutting down businesses. I mean, who wants to create a welfare state? Them. Who wants to destroy the middle class? Them. I mean, these folks have benefited off all this. And who wants to shut up and silence all of those who see our crap? Them. Mm-hmm. Who wants to control folks who disagree with them? Them. By using fear tactics and narratives that we can't even check and balance, you know, nothing. Just do it because we say it, do it. Them. Hasn't benefited any of us. Hasn't benefited any conservatives that I know of. Maybe some rhinos, perhaps. But for the most part, all you see is benefits to go to them. Just like after the 3rd of November, all those big fluctuations of votes that just came in the middle of the night. None of them benefited Trump. All benefited him.
Now that they're in power, how do they look at COVID? They looked at it, how to get it. Now, how do we keep it?
Oh.
How do we keep it? I really think that's what's going on here.
I do too.
Why did they undermine the Johnson & Johnson vaccine
now,
so irresponsibly?
With that being said, y'all, because here's Joe letting a monkey out the bag. This is what they really want.
You want to do business with the federal government, get your workers vaccinated.
Oh.
I also directed the Pentagon to look at adding COVID-19 to the list of vaccinations that are required.
Oh, shoot. Now you talk reckless, man. Hold up. Now I got to get my pro-black, angry black man look going. Because nah, man, you ain't going to be trying to tell me, bruh, that for anyone to do business with the government, then now I'm a muscle. All of you folks out there, that if you got a 501c3 status, I mean, heck, that could be at risk. If you don't want to play ball with us, then we won't honor contracts. If you want the contract with the government, then you got to force your folks to go do something they might have a problem with doing. But you know what? That's a cheap way of them getting other folks to do their dirty work. By trying to say, no, we're not requiring it. But if you do want to do business with us and we're supplying your livelihood, then hey, I'm just saying. What else they want?
For our troops, because others are...
Troops. Now here I want to go serve my country, and I go down there and they say, you got to get the mock. And I go, but what if I don't want the mock? Sorry, bro. I know you've been in the last 4 years of your life, man. I can't wait till I graduate and go off and become... But now all of a sudden, you're telling me, for a man to go serve his country, he got to get this. You see where they're going? What else?
Quiet. And the good news is that now many are following the federal government's lead.
Oh, that's the goal. Yeah. The goal is for all of you disobedient folks running around this country who don't want to do what we're telling you to do. We'll start with making sure the federal government do it and anyone else who works with them to the point where it will filter out to all of the other businesses. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to back those businesses. Because we heard Raggedy Patty yesterday doing my show, who said, we will back any local area who decides to, you know, implement this stuff right here. We're not going to back the citizens. Or we're not going to go ahead and back them with their rights to choose what happens to them and their own body. We will simply just say, you know what? Your right to choose what happens to your own body went out the window when you became a super spreader. See, it's not about your body. We're trying to protect everyone else, so therefore we got to force you to do something you don't want to do.
In the past several days, states and local officials have come out to impose similar vaccination mandates.
Oh, y'all hear that? States and local officials have come out to pass similar ones, huh? Well, let's hear more about this.
And the private sector is stepping up as well.
Oh, y'all get that? We got the state, we got federal, and now they're pushing private sector. Now, where is this going? Do y'all see how all these tentacles are all leading to one source? They're trying to make us think this is not coming from them. No, uh-uh. All we're simply saying, number one, our motive is pure. It is to save lives. That's the first thing you need to know. Number two, all of those who don't agree with our motive are really putting all your lives at risk. That's number two. Number three, we're working within the Constitution. We're demanding it within the government first and the military. Oh, and, you know, anybody who wants to contract with us. And, of course, the governors who run liberal cities and mayors who run liberal cities. Yeah. And who else? Let's see if we can get some businesses to come on board. What businesses, Joe?
Even Fox says vaccination requirements. I want to thank Walmart, Google, Netflix, Disney, Tyson Foods for the recent actions requiring vaccination for employees.
We're in trouble. We are in trouble. And I'm going to tell you right now, if this mess comes to Ohio, I will bunny hop every single time a state tries to implement this to a state who doesn't. If Ohio said tomorrow, yep, you got to do this, I will be going, you know what? I'm bouncing and going to the nearest state that doesn't require it until we exhaust every one of the states, which that's their goal anyway. I mean, if Texas or Florida or whoever is the last man standing, and that's where I'll end up. That's where I'll end up. Because you're not going to have me get this gibberish because these dudes are trying to box us in. This right here is the most obvious attempt to funnel everyone right to one particular door. And you do that by cutting off their sources. This is a tactic, a military tactic. I mean, it's brilliantly being, you know, executed right now. You just start to go ahead and just block everybody's supply. You just say, you know what? I'm not forcing you to do it. You do need goods and services from Walmart, right? I mean, hey, you could grow your own vegetables if you want. That's no different than when they shut down everybody on Google shut down the one website, I forget the name of it. When they shut that down and their excuse was, I mean, hey, look, you can always start your own, search engine and your own this and that. Well, yet they own it all. And yet, so you can do whatever you want, but you can't because we own it all. See where they're going? It gets worse.
Look, I know this isn't easy, but I will have their backs. Backs of other private public sector leaders.
There you go. See, this right here lets you know the end game. Anyone who aligns themselves with us, we will support you. Anyone who doesn't, you know what's going to happen to you. You understand that? Now they're giving us the James Evans look. Look, JJ, where the nostrils is swelled. JJ, So here this dude is trying to feed this garbage to us and let us know that, hey, hint, hint, any of the other companies out there, any of the other states that want to come on board with this, we'll support you. Not the people. We won't ask the will of the people. We want temperature of all these black folks who don't want to do this. We don't care about all these Latinos that we claim we love want to do this. Somebody said end time. You hit the nail right on the head, man. And if it ain't happening in the next couple years, they have laid the groundwork. They gave us the roadmap to how to do it. We're seeing it unfold right before our eyes. So this is a beautiful roadmap on how they're going to do this mess.
If they take such steps, but others have declined to step up. I find it disappointing.
Now, here's the final part of the manipulation. Let's praise those who are aligned with us and then isolate and expose those who haven't became obedient. So now, let's go ahead and talk about those others.
And worst of all, some state officials are passing laws or signing orders that forbid people from doing the right thing.
So that's worst of all? So now all of a sudden, if you are a governor who says, look, in this state, You cannot force your employees to come into work talking about, I went and got my paperwork, here it is, just so I can make a living. Now, all of a sudden, if you one of these states who say you can't be doing that in this state, now all of a sudden, this guy's saying, you're stopping folks from doing the right thing. That's relative. The right thing to me is a governor who would block this. But see, Joe is saying the right thing is our right thing. Do what we tell you to do. That's the right thing.
What are we doing? If some governors aren't willing to do the right thing to beat this pandemic, then they should allow businesses and universities who want to do the right thing.
Oh, there you go. So look here, Governor. If you sitting back going, look, man, I'm not on this, then the least I want you to do is be neutral. The least I want you to do is not block it, not promote it, but be innocuous. Just be neutral. So then this way we can put pressure on state, colleges and all of that. We can put pressure on all these other, you know, entities within your state to where eventually they will funnel everybody into doing what we want them to do. They ain't fooling me, man.
You could be able to do it. I say to these governors, please help. If you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way.
There you go, see? If you ain't going to help, just get out the way and let us wreak havoc in your state. Let us trample all over individual rights. Let us implement complete lockdown and tyranny. That's what we want y'all to do. And maybe we might just throw some scraps to you after we get finished ravaging the whole country.
The people are trying to do the right thing. Use your power to save lives.
Oh, there it is. See, so that's the pitch, you remember. Listen to the save lives. People are trying to do the right thing. Yeah, what, like you, Joe? I mean, remember, they're looking out for us. They're trying to save lives. Use your power to save lives. No, use your power to acquire more power. They have not shown any effort to save any lives, and they know that this forcing us to get the mots or do all of this, that's not saving lives. Y'all use your power to shut down our government for a year. Folks commit suicide. Shut down schools. Folks, kids, education blew out. All of the stuff y'all have done with your power have resulted in negative things happening. And we find out that the stats showed that all of that really didn't change any of the outcome. Not to mention, y'all been caught many times being hypocritical, whereas you abuse your power. Not use it, you abuse it. You tell folks, just like the D.C. mayor, to put this mess on your face, and then you get caught taking snapshots. You guys are the ones like Nancy Pelosi. Everybody in this house must wear a mask. And then a couple hours later, get caught doing a photo shoot with nothing on. You, my friend, and all of the folks who are aligned with you are the ones who show up on beaches, take trips all over the country, but yet tell folks you can't go in and buy certain things out of Home Depot because it's unnecessary. And we want to monitor how many people are in your house. And if there's too many cars outside, we're coming in. These are the folks that want to take your guns. I know I'm on it tonight, man. And we're going to finish with something that shows us again their efforts. That this time it was foiled, y'all, and it exposed something. It's so funny, y'all. Okay, so you know how the left is. When they don't get their way, they cry racism, sexism, all kind of schisms. Okay, they're full of schisms. So here's this guy that was down in, I think, St. Louis. He happens to be of Indian descent, okay? And apparently they tried to pass some more, you know, mandates, and he got rejected. Now, instead of taking his loss and taking his bat and ball and going home, what does he do? Cry racism, and who runs to him? The media.
You can hear the crowd audibly reacting to Dr. Khan throughout the hearing. He says much of that heckling was racist, xenophobic, and threatening. In a letter to the council chair, Dr. Khan wrote, quote, I heard people doing their impersonation of Apu, a caricature character from the Simpsons television show.
I love Apu. Hello, welcome to the Quickie Mart. Because he's Indian, and they rejected his vote to go ahead and put everybody on lockdown, I guess. He said they was making fun of him about Apu. Now, here's what I find to be amazing, y'all. Some of the things I hear these crisis actors say. Some of the things I hear in testimonies from these police and these politicians, I'm saying to myself, where are you at? Are you really trying to tell me that in today's day and age in America, in the U.S., you have large groups of people yelling racial slurs at you? Like up there in D.C. on the 6th, that big green mouth dude, you're trying to tell me that large groups of people, I mean, even if you were racist, there's so many people around you that aren't. If you said something, I guarantee you, if you would have been like, you know what, you big black bleep bleep, I guarantee you about 50 other people will go, excuse me, that's a little too far. He might be a dummy. He might be getting prostituted by the Democrats, but we don't throw the N-word around. But yet they're saying that groups of folks are just doing it. There's a whole group of them. It's out there. And you know what? Where are these people at? Blatant racism is so hard to find that these folks be making it up. But notice one thing, they always lack evidence. I mean, you had Gretchen Whitmore. They had swastikas, and they had the darn Confederate flags. No footage. No, just trust us. Mm-hmm. Jesse Smollett didn't know those cameras. Caught those two Nigerian dudes. Uh-huh. All of these folks who make this crap up. The big green mile dude up there on the Capitol testifying. And then I ain't never been called in word to my face before. But no video cameras, nothing. What happened to yours? Did it break during all of the insurrection? Then now you get this dude. And guess what we're about to find out, y'all?
That mocked people from South Asia, such as myself. And Dr. Khan says as he got up to leave, I became surrounded by the crowd in close quarters, where members of the crowd yelled at me, calling me a fat brown C-word and a brown bastard.
Last week, St. Louis commissioners...
Don't hear that. They call him bad thing. They call him a C-word and a brown bastard and all that stuff. So we better go ahead and look into his accusations, because we wouldn't want this type of blatant racism to be running rampant in our country.
Sam Page re-implemented a mask mandate in the county due to the COVID Delta variant. Thankfully, this mandate ended on its second day thanks to a 5-2 vote during a county council meeting. During that meeting, St. Louis County Health Director Dr. Faisal Khan testified that new mask mandates were needed to the displeasure of the anti-mask protests that had gathered at the meeting. After the meeting and the voting down of the mask mandate, Dr. Khan took to the media and claimed that he was berated with racial slurs and physically threatened by the anti-mask protesters.
Thank you, Drone Tech. My man from Drone Tech, he's breaking down the story. So apparently Khan went in trying to con the people. And, you know, and the people didn't like it, and he didn't like the fact that they didn't like it. So instead of taking it like a grown man, he took it like a Democrat. That if you don't obey me, then I'm going to go ahead and call racism. That's the only reason y'all rejected my ideas, my proposal. Racism. Surely y'all aren't doing this because it makes sense, because it's practical, because you simply disagree with it. It doesn't benefit you. No, you're not doing that because of those things. You're not doing it because we can't provide ample amounts of data to show you why we're telling you to do stuff. It's not that. It's all because I'm from India. Racism. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about racism. And it's, you know, it's bad when you are black and you're going to do, I almost don't want to, I don't want to hear another word about racism. If you come to me tomorrow, time, dude, four white dudes just jump me and call me a bunch of N-words, I would be going, dude, you need to show me the video footage. It's hard to believe it, man. Because of folks like this, and watch what we discover.
Predictably, MSNBC and other media outlets needed no evidence and accepted his claims out of hand.
Dr. Khan says as he got up to leave, I became surrounded by the crowd in close quarters, where members of the crowd yelled at me, calling me a fat brown C-word and a brown bastard. Dr. Khan says he instinctively reacted by raising his middle finger to one of the hecklers who had physically threatened him.
What is it they keep saying, that the vaccination isn't political? Yet there is a Fox News graphic with the byline, the unvaccinated death toll.
So here's Dr. Khan, man, who apparently said that after they didn't vote for my idea, then I was walking out and they're surrounding me and they're calling me the V word. I mean, the what word, C word, and all of that. And then they bring this dude on MSNBC so they can push another reason why these folks rejected it. It wasn't because the vote counted these people just disagreed and they have control over their own lives. No, it's because he was an Indian man. And yet they're saying, you know what, this whole vaccination thing and this, you know, the whole virus is not political, even though they have the anti-vax death toll. Now, why did they, you know, single us out? At the bottom of their screen, this isn't political though. At the bottom of their screen, they're sending the message, anti-vax deaths. You get that? You get the subliminal we're trying to make? If you don't get it, look how many of your folks have died. They're not showing us the vax, but it's anti-vax. Want to isolate us, but it's not political.
Which is very deceptive because many of the people not getting vaccinated aren't Republicans or white. MSNBC has acknowledged this themselves in the past. But the thing is, when non-white people don't want to get vaccinated, they have to come up with some sort of spin so that they're not directing any negative attention towards that group.
So in other words, they're passively setting up black folks and others. Because even though they don't single us out and say, you black people, y'all are just as bad as these white nationalist Trump supporters who don't want to do it. Even though they don't single us out, if they convince enough people to allow them to force everybody else to get it, we still get drafted in to those results as well. You think they're just going to say, well, you know what? We're just forcing all these white folks to get it, but not you guys. We're forcing all of these white nationalist Trump supporters to get it, but not you Latinos. That will cover everyone. But they don't want you to know you're included in this attack on those who don't want this. They don't want you to know that. That's why they don't talk about black folks and Latinos who haven't got it or disagree with it.
Look at this New York Times article that hilariously separates, quote, system distrusters and COVID skeptics. Just take a wild guess which ones are the white Republicans and which ones are the black Democrats. The truth is they're all just system distrusters. But like I said, they have to spin it as racism when black Democrats don't want to get the shot and a conspiracy theory when white Republicans don't want to.
Yeah, because you heard Joe, y'all. Hey, black folks aren't getting it because, yeah, let me think of a good one. They used to be an experimented on. Is that good enough? Yeah, the Tuskegee Airmen. Oh, wait. That wasn't who was it? Tuskegee. You know what? The black folks who got stuff stuck in them. So here we go, y'all. Let's find out what happened to Khan.
Just a few hours later, the county council voted 5-2 to rescind the mask mandate to the cheers of the crowd. And Dr. Faisal Khan, the director of the St. Louis County Department of Public Health, joins me now.
You know, I couldn't make out everything, but it was a series of interruptions and staccato sentences designed to throw me off course every time I would begin to form.
Y'all hear that, y'all? It was a series of questions in the staccato. So what I'm getting from Khan is saying that I couldn't quite make out the people. Couldn't quite make out what they were saying. Couldn't quite identify where it was coming from. But it was all over the place. You know, staccato means just changing notes and sounds. And, you know, you get on the drums and, you know, you start off with boop, stop, boop, stop, bing, ding, ding, bing, ding, 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 ding. And people go, dude, you're messing with my brain here. You were right in the pocket and now all of a sudden you're just going off beat and doing whatever you want to do. So Khan was distracted by the staccato.
Times article that hilariously separates, quote, system distributed
from the right or the left. I couldn't obviously see who was saying it behind me precisely.
Oh, boy. Here we go again with these ridiculous victim testimonies.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't start crying. Oh, no. Somebody yelled something and it made you lose your track of thought. Better round up all those domestic terrorists and put them in a gulag or something.
Yeah. There was because that's what the end game is on this. The end game is, you know what? If we can't get our way, instead of saying we're going to honor folks' individual choices, we will figure a way to be able to force folks based on an issue that it will be hard for any American to disagree on, which is what? Racism. There it is. That's why that keeps popping up. No wonder, because it causes you to go from one brain to another. It causes you to go, whoa, I was just sitting there looking at the analyzing the data and why it's reasonable or not reasonable to do this. But now all of a sudden you're telling me, as I come to this conclusion, that my conclusion is not based on this. It's based on racism. So obviously I'm not a racist, so what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? That's why they use it. But idiots don't realize.
A black Democrat claimed to have been spit on and called the...
What was that like?
Here we go. What was that like for you?
Not in the 25 years that I've spent in public health or the 10 years that I've worked in Missouri, the St. Louis County Department of Public Health.
Now, you know, his testimony sounds very familiar to the big green mile dude up on the Capitol. the whole time I've been a police officer, I ain't never had nobody call me the N-word to my face. It's a repeating thing.
This was truly unprecedented, and some people in the audience took out their anger on me as I was leaving, and it was a very jarring and unpleasant experience.
Y'all hear that? Now, I'm waiting to see this footage, because they got mad at him when he was leaving, and they probably rushed him and tried to rip him to pieces, because he's not from this country.
All right, so before I show you the evidence or lack thereof, I want to remind you of another similar con job where a black Democrat claimed to have been spit on and called the N-word during a Tea Party protest.
What?
Despite media, cameras, and mics being everywhere, there was zero evidence of what he claimed. Right, Bart?
Yes, because do you realize how hard it is not to get caught on camera doing something nowadays? Are you kidding me? So con and all these other black dudes that was up there, the Latino dude, the black dude, the cops and stuff up there on the Capitol, who was getting called that N-word left and right, constantly, man. All those folks walk around with those video cameras just filming the inside of that joint, not one stop and say, whoa, 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 I'm going to film this group of folks calling this big black man who's probably bigger than everybody in there the N-word. And he made it seem like he was just this timid, gentle, woodland creature who sat there and was abused by all those N-words. You call me that. If you're a cop and you're in the middle of an insurrection, that probably gives you a real one. That probably gives you the right to go ham with your billy club. That probably would be the first group of people that I would pull my stick out and go to work on. If this is a real insurrection, I'm going, what? Not only are y'all trying to invade the Capitol and it's an insurrection, but y'all calling me what? Hiya, hiya, hiya. I will be hacking through them like William Wallace. But no, not him. He said, y'all going to say bad things to me. Y'all make me feel all on the inside sad because y'all should say that. It ain't nice. That lets me know right there, it's all bullcrap. No video footage showing you that soft taking it. Y'all hurt my feelings.
Even put out an award to anybody who could produce proof. But it never materialized because it didn't happen.
So
this is just an easy way for the Democrat state media and the party to discredit any sort of protest against their agenda. And we've seen this with a lot of other cases, too, like Jussie Smollett and the Covington kids. Okay, so just like the claims against the Tea Party, despite there being cameras and mics everywhere, there's exactly zero evidence of what Mr. Conjob here claims happened.
That county council meeting certainly got heated at times, but exactly what happened to the county health director, Dr. Faisal Khan, during and after his testimony is now the subject of an investigation. Khan says he was physically and verbally assaulted, called horrible racial slurs. Well, tonight News 4 has new surveillance video, so officials say it is only just a piece of the puzzle.
In this surveillance video, just obtained by News 4, you can see him from behind lifting his arm and giving the middle finger.
Wait a minute. So Mr. Khan was leaving, and on his way around that corner, y'all, he flipped him the bird. Flipped him the bird. Now, why would he flip folks the bird? That ain't nice, y'all. That ain't nice. Let's see if we can get some more info on this.
I left my composure slip.
Uh-oh. Khan said he left his composure slip, y'all. Sorry, I got that. Okay.
Momentarily, as somebody got in my face and yelled something.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So I was jostled. I was heckled. I was taunted. I had...
Y'all, you're Khan. I was heckled, I was taunted, and people was getting in my face.
Racist abuse directed at me, and I do not care to repeat.
Y'all hear that? Racial slurs directed at him, but he do not care to repeat them. They're so harsh. They're so harsh, he can't repeat them.
A News 4 reporter on scene.
Maybe it's because he don't know what they were. See, when you lie off the top of your dome, now all of a sudden, you're like, what did I say? I got called again the first time. Was it the, okay. And you know what? It's too traumatic. I can't even repeat it. Suffered post-traumatic stress syndrome. It causes you to have memory lapse and sometimes be spiky, can suppress the trauma, and you don't remember it. So let's hear it. Here we go.
He did hear insults like liar and snake. But while we do not have clear video of Dr. Khan leaving the chambers, during which he said he was shoulder bumped and...
Now, wait a minute. So here is the audience Khan was speaking at, and the most they heard was liar, snake, but those aren't good enough, see? Because, see, these are things you simply attach to someone who you claim is evil or maybe deceitful. So that right there, that's not going to move everybody's emotions. So flip that. Go from liar, snake to C-word, and you nasty, dirty, stinking Indian, you shouldn't be in this country. That right there is better. So let's flip those terms. But yet we have no video footage of it. Ooh, somebody in the local area did an investigation on Connie Khan, y'all. Here we go.
Pushed. This video from the lobby shows the moments afterwards. There is no audio. Khan claimed in this letter he was surrounded by an angry mob in closed quarters and called explicit racial slurs. Critics claim the surveillance video contradicts Khan's account, saying most people were not even looking in his direction until he was almost out of view. A source tells News 4 that the officer escorting Khan out is willing to testify he did not hear the racial slurs Khan had indicated were said.
Khan! Did y'all hear Khan? Khan to Elijah. Khan! So now, we got Connie Khan, King Kong, Khan band, the jokes will never stop. So now, this dude, as I watch this video of him strutting his raggedy tail out of there, a group of people have their backs totally to Khan. They ain't even paying attention, but I was surrounded by a crowd of people, and they yelled the very bad things to me as I was leaving. Nothing. None of that. No Donkey Kong. Keep them coming, y'all. Oh, that's a good one. Donkey Kong right there, because he is a and yet so is MSNBC by bringing this on their show, trying to race bait once again, because there's not enough racism to go around. It's a shortage of it. So now here's Khan claiming that he was surrounded. Don't look that way to me. Those folks were minding their own business. And then to add the icing on the cake, the cop was like, look, I was with this dude the whole time. I didn't hear none of that. I didn't hear none of that. This is hilarious.
Look at the title of this video. They can't even just call this guy out as a liar, which he clearly is based on the video. Some don't need to say anything. He claimed that he was assaulted and threatened, none of which is shown on any of the video or audio. The officer that was escorting him has already offered to testify that none of what he claimed actually happened. This should be open and shut. The video clearly shows there was no mob surrounding him, threatening him, or lobbing slurs at him. But this guy was butthurt about losing the vote.
That's where it came down to. See, when Democrats lose, it's not because they have bad policies. No. It's not because they're evil and corrupt. Not because the people rejected their leadership. No. Because you're racist, sexist, xenophobe, homophobic. You name it. It's just never our fault. Ku Klux Klan. That's a good one. Ku Klux Klan. Okay. But let's see what happened to Khan.
And knew that he could do this without any pushback. However, there actually is some pushback State Rep. Dottie Bailey, who has called for him to resign.
Yes. Get Khan artists out of here, y'all. Get this dude out of here. Because when you got leaders who are using narratives that are damaging to our society, meaning, you know, if these folks in that community start feeling like racism has somehow resurfaced, you're looking at not distrust amongst your own friends and citizens and stuff like that. These are dangerous narratives. I want y'all to make sure y'all click on my series that I've started, where I'm unraveling all of these liberal narratives that are driving us towards civil war and really just going to destroy and divide our country, but give the left the green light to go after folks who disagree with them politically. I've uploaded 5 already. I got a whole bunch more I'm going to upload tonight. But YouTube is suppressing them. These are only like 4-minute videos, sometimes 3-5 minutes, something like that. And yet the viewership is very, very low. And I can't understand it. So I need y'all to go and check those out. But now we're going to go ahead and finish the last, maybe 12 minutes or so. We got a serious social issue, guys. Fat shaming. Okay. Now, before we get into this is Michael Knowles. I want everybody to know I do not shame fat people. Everybody gets shamed. It's not just fat people. Everybody gets it from me. Okay. I'm an equal opportunist. Okay. Now, it's not necessarily about fat people, but it is more so about their reaction. See, sometimes you bring certain things on yourself based on how you respond. You might bring attention to something that nobody else is paying attention to. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, well, I wasn't looking at your weight. But because you just brought it up, now I am. So Michael Knowles takes on this whole issue of fat shaming. before we get out of here.
There are plenty of reasons, we are told, to hate America today. America is racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, all sorts of phobias and various things we're told. But there's a new one on the list.
What is it?
And you might not have heard about it yet. My producer has been getting a lot of these videos. He wants me to react to the new great scourge affecting America, fat phobia. Yes. This video is sponsored by Acre Gold. Acre, the new, easier, more affordable.
Now, see, here's the problem. Right off rip, when you open up with fat phobia, I got a problem with that. For the simple fact is, when you put phobia on the end of something, now, which is really saying, is that folks are afraid. A phobia is an irrational fear of something. Not rational. See, if you told me Kev has venomous snake phobia, that's not an irrational fear. Now, if you tell me Kev got bunny rabbit phobia, yeah, that's a little bit irrational. So now you're telling me fat phobia. Now, that would mean my grandmother. I was scared of my grandmother. Both grandmothers were fat. Mom wasn't too far behind. All right. That means I got cousins and stuff like that that I go, oh, my God, I'm scared every time I see you because you're fat. So now they just stole phobia on something to kind of put you in a category of a bigot. So here we go. Let's hear about this. The first one, Michael tackles like four.
Okay.
Hey, bestie.
Oh, gosh.
You're wrong. I think it's time for another adult pre-K lesson. What do you think? Uh-oh. All right.
Why do they all talk like this?
Catch a bubble in your mouth. Good job.
Now, see, I do have a phobia. Dumb phobia. So now, here's this girl on TikTok. She's going to school us on why, you know, you shouldn't have a preference. And just the fact that she started off with that voice, that one went all up and down my spine. I got scary, squeaky voice phobia all up and down my spine listening to her.
Okay, here's the thing.
Catch a bullet.
Having a preference is something like, I'm looking for a partner who likes kayaking or wakes up early in the morning or loves pizza. But when your preferences exclude an entire group of marginalized people, that's problematic.
See, now here we go. This is where you lose me. When you start saying marginalized people, basically, you're now letting me know I'm in that group. That's the only reason I got a problem with this. Now, here's the sad part about this is this is not a unattractive, heavyset young lady, but her personality sucks right off there. That annoying attitude, that approach, that liberal attitude of, you know what, and you got a problem with it, and you're excluding marginalized people. Right off grip, I go, see, now I'm not focused on anything but what you're talking about, and that's annoying to me. And whereas if you want to open your mouth, you know, if you want to open your mouth, I'm like, she's handsome, I mean, a very attractive, you know, heavyset young lady. But that mouth made me focus on something, and it's not your weight. So when you say marginalized people, now you're starting to sound like a hater that is insecure about yourself. So what you're going to do is take on the mantle of shaming everybody else to embrace you because of some insecurity you have in your psyche. So now all of a sudden, here I am, I'm short, built low to the ground, and you got a short phobia. And just because all the tall girls don't want to date me, now all of a sudden, you're a bigot. But yet this might be a confident issue within myself. I've seen some heavyset dudes and some short dudes with major confidence land some dime pieces because I'm thinking, wow. So half the time, girls are shocked. Like, this dude just walked up to me. There's a, remind me of a story. Guy, a friend of mine in Cincinnati, this dude was probably about 400 pounds, y'all. He went up to one of my best friends, and he said, you know what, you all right. I mean, you know what, if I wasn't married, I might let you date me. Now, my friend, she was very attractive, but yet when he walked off, she was like, for some reason, I felt like I was missing out on something. You know, now, it almost took her out of her mind that this dude, normally I wouldn't even give you the time of day, but his confidence made her think like, well, what's wrong with me? And come back. He just walked away from me. You know what? You all right. You fine. If I wasn't mad, I might let you date me. And walked off. But yet, here's this lady saying I'm a victim, and now because I feel that way, you now have to accept things that maybe ain't your first preference.
Okay, that's not nice. That's not a preference. If you lump all fat people in one group together as though they are not very different individuals, that's fatphobic. Just like lumping all black people in one group and saying, I don't like black.
There we go. That's the go-to. So use the plight of black people and racism and the history of them so that you can piggyback off of that real racism to further your insecurities, your made-up racism. Don't use that.
People is racist. And lumping all disabled people in one group and saying, I don't think people in wheelchairs are hot, is ableist. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So why do they always do that creepy, like, giggly, you know, really?
I don't know.
All the left, not, I'm not saying all the fat people. Who are you calling those people?
What do you mean, you people?
No, I'm not referring to fat people. I'm saying all the radical leftists do that sort of stuff. It's just that giggle, ha, 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 very intense.
So Mike, what's your...
If you're not attracted to any group, then your preference ceases to be a preference.
Okay.
Now, I don't quite understand that illogic there. It would still be a preference. It's just a preference she doesn't like. But what if I say, look, I'm a man. I identify as super straight. That's a new sexual identity. And I'm not attracted to other men. By her definition, I'm now a bigot. In a way, I guess I am a bigot.
I knew it.
I am closed-minded in as much as I'm excluding some people from my preferences. But let's take it further, because she compares it to race, and she says it's racist, you know, if you're not attracted to every single race. If a Japanese guy wants to marry a Japanese girl, right, he's more attracted to Japanese girls than he is to, say, Nigerian girls or Scandinavian girls. Is he a racist for that? I don't think that's racist. If a Jew wants to marry another Jew, is that racist? That's, you know, you always hear that. A Jewish mother always wants to make sure her daughter marries a nice Jewish boy. Is that racist?
Yeah.
I guess in a way, yeah, sort of. But is there something wrong about that?
No. And see, here's where they fail to realize. Okay, I've seen, and what they don't get it, get rather. Yes, we all have preferences. Now, what you can't do is force somebody to like something that they just don't like, that they don't find attractive. Only you know what you find attractive. So if you say, hey, I'm going to take you into a flower garden. There's tons and tons of different varieties of flowers. But for some reason, you want them to lock onto a lily. And they go in. You can't force their brain to see that lily and say, well, I think the lily is the most beautiful flower in here. What happens if their brain locks onto a rose and says, I like the rose. But yeah, you're going to say, well, then you're lily phobic. If you, for whatever reason, don't find that lily beautiful, then you are discriminating against the lily. So now you got to check your own brain, your own eyes. You don't make that choice. Your brain just says, for some reason, I find that beautiful. Just like your taste buds. I don't know why certain people like mushrooms. I don't. Something in their brain says, tastes good. Something in mine goes, ew. So here she is trying to make everybody get into a box and say, you have no more choice. Your brain doesn't have the right to just say that's beautiful. Now, imagine even if you did scare everyone in society to not vocalize their preference. Do you think you would change their preference? I mean, all they would do was just not tell you I'm not attracted to you because you're heavyset. They would say I'm just not attracted to you because you got an annoying personality. But yet here she is thinking this is going to change the minds of all these people who have a preference. There's one more girl. She was pretty interesting. We're going to hear her before she gets out of here. Oh, and my second thought was this. Some of this is also cultural. So when this woman's talking about Japanese behave certain ways. I don't think I would be able to live with a Japanese person. So yeah, maybe the woman, if she was kind of like the stereotypical Japanese woman I see on TV, I mean, you know, they very, you know, docile, at least. I don't know if that's real. Their husband's around for all I know. But nonetheless, when you look at the discipline and structure of, you know, some of the Japanese folks, I'm like, ooh, man, they're pretty disciplined.